You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to Fallen Angels Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca. Thank you.
Thank you. so empty when you tell me no. Cause I love you, I love you, and I want you so much. You got an awful lot to give. And when I get you, I really start to live. You light my life when you tell me yeah. And I love you, I love you, and I must confess, you got what it takes, and I'm gonna take it. And I'll show you how, just how we can make it. You won't know what hit you. I need everything you do. You got what it takes, and I'm gonna take it. Your kisses make me lose my cool, and they tell me that you want me. Why try to fight when we both agree that I want you? Thank you.
Prince.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
KUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Free City Radio, broadcasting every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Thank you for being with us on the show today, here on the 17th of February, 2021. We're going to be speaking with researcher and writer Anthony Fenton. Anthony has been really involved in documenting and exploring the details, in fact, of Canadian arms exports to Saudi Arabia, looking at the ways that Canadian military corporations have been involved in supporting the government of Saudi Arabia's army. When I mean by military corporations, we're talking about companies who make and produce military machinery in Montreal. So we're talking about the parts of the Canadian corporate establishment, major companies that are exporting arms to Saudi Arabia. We could also look at other examples of the exporting of arms to military dictatorships, but we're talking here about the context of Saudi Arabia. You know, this takes place in the same context of Canada critiquing the government of Saudi Arabia in regards to human rights. But in terms of policy, what we're seeing on the ground is something different, because they haven't halted the export of, let's say, armored personnel vehicles or other military equipment.